Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise
God indeed. Good to see y'all this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Had a restful afternoon. We're going to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayers. We open up our service. If y'all would, let's just stand. Does anybody on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Brother Thomas? Absolutely. We sure will. Yes, ma'am.
Remember my brother and the family at that situation.
Okay. We sure will. Anyone else on my right side with a spoken prayer request tonight? Yes, sir. Who? Our absolutely. I'm trying to turn it off. Y'all excuse me. She says, I don't know who you are. Praise the Lord. Anyone on my left side with a spoken prayer request tonight? Okay, I don't want to miss anyone in the congregation. Okay, yes, ma'am.
My daughter-in-law's sister's having cancer.
Okay, absolutely. We know God can just ease everything there and just take charge. Absolutely. All right, anybody up on the roster with a spoken prayer request tonight? Yes, brother.
Remember all our travelers in the snow country.
Oh, yes.
Several families are up there having a good time, but just pray
them
be careful.
Keep them safe. That's right. Yes, ma'am.
I got a text this morning. If we would remember, the girl's name is Stephanie. It was Vickery. I don't know what her name is now, but she unfortunately died last night from her illness. And she's kin to some people that come to church that comes home.
Absolutely. We'll keep that family in our prayers. If there's anyone who has an unspoken prayer request, just show by raising of your hand. God knows each and every one. Yes, sir.
I just want to ask, Macy, she's still getting light heaven sometimes.
Absolutely. We know God can touch. Absolutely. Amen. Do y'all believe in prayer?
Amen.
Amen. Yes, as we get ready to go to prayer, I'm asking you, as we do each and every time, we know we're a praying church, but let's let the Lord just work His way. And His faith. And as it says in the message this morning, we're going to follow Him. Amen. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise Your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank You for allowing us to gather together this evening. And dear Lord, for Your mercy and grace, dear Lord. You've blessed us so much. Dear Lord, as we come to You now opening this service, dear Lord, we want to turn all of our attention over to You. Lord, we ask that You'll accept every song sung, every instrument played. Lord, to be praised, and dear Lord, we just want to lift You up and honor You, dear Lord, because it is not about us. Lord, we just love You. We praise You. Lord, for now, each and every spoken and unspoken prayer request tonight, those that have lost a loved one, Lord, those situations that have come forth, and Lord, only You can comfort those families. Lord, for those that are battling cancer, dear Lord, that those that we're not putting our faith in man, we're putting it in You, my Lord. And we're just asking You to touch in each and every situation, dear Lord. All the names that were called out, the situations. And, dear Lord, for those unspoken prayer requests, dear Lord, You know each and every one. Lord, we're asking now, dear Lord, as we place them in Your hands with faith, Lord, that You will heal Your men, You'll protect, You'll provide, dear Lord, all the situations that need to be done. But most of all, dear Lord, we're praying for those that are lost this evening. Lord, that Your word will go forth to them, dear Lord, that it'll turn their hearts around. Lord, let them find that altar of repentance, dear Lord, or call our children home. And Lord, let them find that direction that they should go. And we're giving You all the honor and glory. Dear Lord, we ask You to bless our pastor. Dear Lord, him and his family, keep them safe and strong. And as it was spoken a minute ago, for those that are traveling up in the northern parts of the state and the mountains, Lord, keep them safe on their journeys home. Dear Lord, I know the roads are clearing up, but dear Lord, keep anyone traveling, whether it be due to weather or just whatever situation, Lord, bring them back to us at Your timely manner. And we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen.
Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Amen. As the reason I ask if you believe when we talk about prayer, I think it's time that so many times we get to that point. And while you're doing that, turn to page 120, Victory in Jesus. But I think about the name of Jesus when we call Him, whether it be in prayer, whether it be in that need, but we're just going to sing out to the Lord tonight because there is victory in that name. And we're going to pray in the most holy name, the name above all names, and that's Jesus Christ. Victory in Jesus. our attention over to the Lord and just let Him minister to us for this short while that we're here each and every time. And just love the Lord, love each and every one of you. Those watching online, welcome, welcome, welcome. We miss you if you're not here, but if you're someone's just looking in and would like to find a good church, we're right here in Billerica, Georgia. We'd love to have you. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering, and we just thank the Lord for all His many blessings and just giving us that we can give. Praise the Lord. Brother Thomas, if you'd ask the Lord just to bless our offering, please. Yes, Lord. Sister Linda, if you would, come on up. Practicing earlier.
Try a new song. Is everybody praying? Okay. The title of it says, Since Jesus Passed By. So you think about the time that Jesus passed by in your life and listen to these words as I try to sing it. Blind man, I wander, so lost and undone, a beggar, so helpless, without God or His Son. And my Savior, in mercy, heard and answered my cry. That old load of guilt I carried, it's all gone, praise God I'm free. Looking for that bright tomorrow, where no tears will dim the eyes. And oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by.
Jim just said, praise the Lord. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord on Sunday night. You know, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if Karen will probably agree with me on this, but when I walk through the doors back there, it seems like everything on the outside stays on the outside, you know. You walk in here and it's a whole different feeling. Because this is God's house.
Praise
you know.
God.
And it's everything's left out there. All the burns and sorrow, you know. You know, I heard somebody preach a sermon here recently. It says, "Where he leads, I will go." That was recent, wasn't it?
Very recent.
Very recent. Yeah. But that is so true. But I like this old song because in order to go where he leads us, we need to be closer to him. All right?
Amen.
And like the old song says, just a closer walk with thee.
Yes.
Hope you enjoy it.
Closer to Jesus every day. Got worship in this with their 80s sermon reminded me of this song, Daystar. Lily of the valley, let your sweet aroma fill my Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Fairest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light. Yeah.
day star shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the
day. I guess it depends on how I say it. I got to go to church this morning. And I got to go to church tonight. And I got to pray today.
And I got to read my Bible today. You know, those things may not be coming, may be taken away from us one day soon. So we got to take it as we get it. You got to go to church when you can, not when you want to. So I just praise the Lord for everything He's done for me just today.
Amen.
Amen. And she gets to go home with me tonight. What a blessing.
Oh.
Amen. What a blessing. Triumph. E flat. Sister Linda was singing that song. It reminded me of a chorus that we used to sing at the Rockmart Church. You hear me affectionately refer to the Rockmart Church. That's the church that my granddaddy founded and pastored for many, many years. That's where I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The mom and dad was instrumental going there. It was just the reverse, Brother Chris. They drove from Villarica to Rockmart, and y'all are driving from Rockmart to Villarica. But sometimes they would sing those choruses, and they would sing them over and over and over. And this one, the only words I remember is this. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment your need to supply.
Singing. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. And while I was preaching, somebody touched me. While I was preaching, somebody touched me. While I was preaching, somebody touched me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. Sing glory, glory. We're glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. One more time. Sing glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. I know it was the hand of the Lord. I know it was the hand of the Lord. Well, if you love Him tonight, give Him praise in this house. Glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My, my. If you've ever been touched by the Lord, there is no better feeling in the world than to feel the anointing power Amen. Of Almighty God. God bless you tonight. We appreciate you being here on a Sunday night. The last Sunday night won't be the last service we'll have, will it? It'll be the last Sunday night service Amen. That we'll have in this year as we prepare to usher in a brand new year. Now, just as a reminder, Thursday night, which is New Year's Eve, we will be meeting here at the church, those of you that wish to. And as we have done for years and years and years, open up the church doors and be praying when the new year comes in. So we'll meet up here sometime between 11:30 or 15 till 12, something like that. If you're in the vicinity and if you'd like to come and pray with us, you're more than welcome to come and be a part as we pray the new year in. And I pray, amen, that it'll be better than the year that's going out. And I believe with God's presence and His power and the faith that we can put in Him, we're going to see a better time. Yes. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, just for a short little time, let us go to the book of St. John, chapter number 4. In the fourth chapter of the book of St. John. Let's begin with verse number 1 and allow me just a little time as I read down through verse number 14. St. John chapter 4, verse 1 through 14. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour, or 12 o'clock noon. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. The well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Can we pray? Gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for your word and for your holy presence. For those who have gathered here tonight, and Father, I pray, God, that you would just
pour out your anointing, pour out of your spirit, God, upon each and every one of us here tonight. Help us to be in one mind and one accord, God, receptive and submissive and obedient to your will and to your word. Father, I pray and ask now that you would anoint these lips of clay. God, just anoint this vessel, God, as you may speak to our hearts tonight, that we'll be submissive to your word, Lord, as we do remember those who are sick, many are suffering, God, and I pray, Lord, that you would send healing forth into each and every one. Every request of prayer tonight, God, that's been made known to you, pray, God, that you would intercede on each and every behalf. And we'll look to you, Lord, by faith, and giving you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, for we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Give another hand clap for Jesus, if you would. You may be seated. Amen. There are many stories in the Bible, of which I am very partial to, and many of them have had a big impact on my life. But I love this particular story. It rings so true, and it also shows us the human side of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even though he was God robed in flesh, and he came to be the supreme sacrifice, it also gives us a little insight unto his compassion and his love and his desire that everyone should taste of that living water. If I had a message tonight, it would simply be that living water. And can I get a testimony tonight? If you've had been introduced and had that living water, and it is now a well of living water flowing in your body and in your soul. So on this occasion, we find that Jesus sees fit to travel. He's been ministering, and he says that therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees were beginning to be almost like a gnat or a group of gnats. They were constantly badgering Jesus and trying to trick him and trying to come against him with all kind of things and trying to find him in error or something of the Word of God and trying to accuse him of denouncing the Mosaic Law. And he seemingly here grew tired of that and said, you know, we need to travel on and see if we can't spread the gospel to some more people. And he said, well, you know, we must go through Samaria. So his destination to Galilee carried him through Samaria, which is, I believe, not a coincidence. I don't believe it was just happenstance. I believe that Jesus knew when they left and that was destined for Galilee that they needed to go through Samaria. I believe he saw, because him being God, I believe he saw that there was a need there in Samaria. Aren't you thankful that even in the day and hour that you and I live in, that Jesus is passing by spiritually, and he does see and recognize if there is a need in our life, whether it be a material need, whether it be a financial need, or a sickness or affliction, whatever it is, the Lord knows what we're going through. And not only does he know what we're going through, but he can also minister to our needs individually. So we find that, and this is amazing to me too, because we find so many times that when his closest disciples were around him, they hardly ever left him alone. Most of the time they were there to help him, to minister to him, and in some instances protect him, not only from the crowds, but from those that might try to do the Lord harm. But on this occasion, and I believe it was all part of the plan of God. How many knows that God works out plans way ahead of us, and we have our times where we try to figure them out and probably can't, because God's way many steps ahead of us. But we find that Jesus is weary here in the body, and he sits down on the side of the well there, and the disciples depart and go into the town, and they're going to buy some food and bring it back, and they're going to have the food there and then strengthen themselves and be on their journey. Well, while Jesus is sitting there, there comes a woman about 12 o'clock, and I begin to think and begin to look into the life of this woman. And probably this was not her first trip to the well. In fact, I would venture to say that this was probably a daily event in her life. I would imagine that one of her chores were going to the well to draw water, whatever reason, whether it be for cooking or drinking or washing, but it was the same mundane chore each and every day of her life. Now, looking into her life, and later on, Jesus begins to bring her life to light as he begins to tell her exactly what she's going through and how her life is, we find that probably this was a very troubled person.
a woman that had had maybe a rough lifestyle because of the many marriages that she had been through. And later on, we find that Jesus tells her to go and bring her husband. And she says, well, Lord, you know, I'm not married. And she says, Jesus speaks to her and says, we know that, or I know that. The five husbands that you've had before and the one that you're living with now is not your husband. And she was amazed that this Jew, this man, knew her life like that. But I believe with all of my heart that Jesus was not judgmental to her. Amen. But he was reaching out to her because he saw in her life a troubled past. He saw in her life a woman that was probably very void of any joy or satisfaction in her life, and she was doing the same thing that she had done day in and day out, and it represented the lifestyle that she was in. Now, that is nothing more than a type and shadow of the people today who are immersed in the same type of lifestyle. Not necessarily a woman with a troubled past, but a person who does not know Jesus Christ. A person who has never been introduced, or if they've been introduced to the Lord, they didn't take advantage and ask Him to come into their life as Lord and Savior. They go through life and they try to find some kind of joy and some kind of peace and some kind of something or sustenance that will fill that void or that longing in their life. And many, many times they find themselves doing the same thing day in and day out. Substance abuse does not always begin, amen, with somebody who's completely strung out on drugs. Alcoholism doesn't happen the first time that somebody takes a social drink. It is the same thing going over and over and over each and every day of their life. And finally, they realize that there's no joy in this life. There's no peace. My life is never going to be any better. So I'm getting used to doing the same thing over and over and over. And Satan loves to get people entrapped in this particular rut. This type of rut, which you keep doing over and over and over. And in my mind, I saw this woman. And I saw this woman who was just going through the motions of life. And probably had no expectation whatsoever of her life ever changing. I've talked to people and they've said, Pastor, it's too late for me. I've been this way for so many years and I'm not going to be able to change now. How many knows that not a one of us can change our lifestyle? It doesn't matter how many times we go to church. It doesn't matter how many times we read the Bible. We cannot change our lifestyle until we surrender our soul and our spirit to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him by faith to come into our life, to fill our hearts, to fill our lives, and to fill our soul with His Spirit. That's the only thing that's going to take us out of that rut. The only thing that's going to take us out of that lifestyle. So this woman probably thought that there was no hope for her whatsoever. So here she was with her water pot. And she comes, and the first thing, Jesus asked her to give Him a drink, to start a conversation. And probably she didn't think too much about it because she pointed out that you don't have anything to draw with because the well is deep as Jacob's well and the water is way down in there. So you're going to have some type of vessel to reach down or a rope or something to draw it out. So Jesus asked her to give Him a drink. And she says to Him, you know, what do you have to do with a Samaritan woman? First of all, with a Samaritan, and secondly, as a Samaritan woman. Because the Jews don't even recognize us as being a people. They kind of look down on us. And you know, what that tells me, that this woman was used to being scorned. She was used to being looked down upon. She was used to being probably not what you call an upper class person. And probably when she walked down the street, probably people had made fun of her or said all things about her life. And you know, that's not the way that a Christian should be. Amen. Regardless of what a person is going through in their life, we should never ever put them down. We should never ever place judgment upon them because Jesus Christ Himself
himself had compassion on her regardless of his past, regardless of her past. He saw an opportunity. Amen. How many's glad that when Jesus passed by, he saw an opportunity in your life and he saw an opportunity in our life to know that we didn't have to go down that same road each and every day. That in fact, we could have a transformation of life. We could have a brand new life and be filled with that life-giving water that Jesus Christ himself talked about, the very living water. So here we find that Jesus answered and said, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." Letting me know and realize that the Spirit of God is a free gift. Amen. Don't have to earn it. You hadn't got to pay for it. It is a free gift that Jesus Christ himself paid the price on the cross of Calvary. So that debunks the idea that so many people think that they have to earn their way into heaven or have to earn their way to be good enough. I've had people tell me, "Pastor, I'm not good enough to come to your church." I said, "You're a perfect candidate. You're a perfect candidate. There is none good but the Lord. Our righteousness does not compare to his whatsoever. Our righteousness, the righteousness of flesh or of human beings, is as filthy rags. The righteousness that comes from an infilling of the Spirit of God." Amen. When he comes in and transforms our lifestyle and lets the old man pass away and all things become new, it's just like an infilling of that life-giving water, that living water that's flowing, that living water that's constantly bubbling up in our life. We used to sing a song, "It's bubbling, it's bubbling." What's bubbling? The Spirit of God within our life. Whatever we're facing, whatever we're going through, we have the reliability that the bubbling, flowing, living water that is within us through the infilling of the Spirit of the Lord is going to carry us through each and every situation. So she's intrigued. And wouldn't you be if somebody was telling you that you could have water that you'd never thirst again? So she's excited about this, and they begin to converse with the Lord. And she says, first of all, you know, how can you do this? The well is deep, and whence hast thou this living water? You can't reach down. You don't have anything to draw with. Then she asked him, "Are you greater than our father Jacob?" Oh, if she only knew. Amen. Sometimes we ask the Lord when we're praying, we don't realize his greatness and his majesty, "which gave us the well and drank thereof himself, and his children and his cattle." Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again." I want to bring that point because there's so many people that are hooked on this water that the world gives them. And have you noticed it's never enough? It never fully satisfies them. Many people try it, and it gives them a high. Many people try it, and it causes them, I've heard people say, it causes them to get their mind off of their problems and their mind off of their troubles, and it kind of eases the pain of life that they're going through. But you know, those same people testify that when the substance is gone and when they come back to reality of whatever high that they was on, guess what? The problems are still there. The sorrow and the pain is still there. So what happens? They thirst again. They thirst again for that little bit of something in this world, whatever it is. You can name so many things that give them substance or that gives them a little bit of a buzz or a little bit of a high, but it never is enough. And finally, they become dependent on those things, and all it brings forth is pain and misery and abuse. And Jesus said, "I can give you water that you'll never thirst again, but you won't find it in this well. You won't find it in this well. Whosoever drinketh of this water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life." And the woman says unto him, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." The first thing she thinks of, "Lord, if you'll give me this water, I'll never have to work again." You're amazed, or you would be amazed, how many people have come to me after being filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, after surrendering their life to the Lord, and 6 months or 8 months or maybe a year later, they're perplexed because they're having some of the same issues or problems in the world that they had before. God never said that you wouldn't have problems. He just said you'd never face them alone. He'll be with us because He gives us that life-giving water, that flowing, amen, living water that bubbles up and over and over and over in our life, regardless of whatever situation or problem or adversity we come to in this walk of life. We can always lean on His power. But she sees this as an opportunity, and the first thing she thinks of, oh, my work is over. I'll never have to do this anymore. I won't ever have to come and draw water anymore. All of that is going to be easy, easy road down the road. I won't have to do that anymore. But she's not realizing that what Jesus is talking about is eternal life. And Jesus saith unto her, this is where He says, go and call thy husband and come hither. Now, I gave you a little bit of an abbreviated time of what happened a while ago, but if you can read it yourself there and let you know, then he tells her, you know, we understand your past. We understand what you're doing and the many men that you've been with, and the one that you're with now is not your husband, but bring them. And she's so excited, she goes and she begins to tell all of her friends and everybody about this man. And what does she say? Come and see. Come and see. How many knows that once you've had an experience with the Lord Jesus Christ, you want everybody that you come in contact with to come and see the power of God? Come and witness. Come, amen, and actually be involved with the new transformation that only comes with a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible goes on to tell us that many believed. Many of the Samaritans believed and came when they heard Jesus Christ minister to each and every one of them. So it was not by happenstance. It was not coincidence. It was not just something that just happened on His way to Galilee. It was a plan that God had. It was a plan that Jesus Christ Himself be sitting on the well. And I ask us tonight, can we think, can we remember the time that Jesus had a plan for us? Maybe it was when you were sitting in church. Maybe you were not raised in church. Maybe you were not introduced to the infilling of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But you're here tonight. You're a Bible reader. You're a Bible believer. You've been born again. So one day, Jesus made a point to walk by and come to you through a spirit, through a song, through a sermon, through somebody testifying or witnessing unto you to let you know that you could have this living water that is within you. And let me tell you something. When I think about living and water together, I think about something that is within us that will never die, regardless of what we face, regardless of what we go through. And if you would agree with me tonight, just by nodding your head, how many times we've had to rely on that living water because of the consequences that we face, because of the troubles and trials of life itself. And sometimes it gets to be a point where we think that we can't go on, but there is something within us. Amen. How many knows and agrees that they're thankful that there's something that within us that will not let us die spiritually? It will not let us succumb to the things of this world and to the problems and the troubles. They'll be all around us, but they do not have to be a part of it. And I attribute that to that living water, that wonderful infilling spirit that Jesus Christ Himself made possible. If, in fact, you've not experienced that, if you have experienced that and you feel like that living water has somehow subsided in your life, then go to the well. Not that well. Amen. The well of living water. And it can be anywhere. It can be right here at the altar. It can be where you're sitting right now. It can be where that you come into contact and you just relinquish yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. But as we prepare to go into an unknown time, as we prepare to enter into situations that you and I probably hoped would never happen in our lifetime, we're seeing things transform at an alarming speed. Things that 10 years ago we wouldn't even thought would have existed. But some of the things that you're hearing, some of the things that you're reading, are just nothing more, I believe, than the prophetic word of God coming to pass. And Bible readers know that the prophecy that is in this word will in fact come to pass. It will. Every prophecy, amen, that's in that Bible will take place and it will come to pass. But because of the protection of the living water that Christ has put and embedded in our spirit, in our soul, it doesn't matter what we face because we will be victorious. We are winners. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. How many is thankful for the living water that Christ has made possible for us? If in fact, as I try to close, if in fact we could bottle it, think about it. If in fact we could bottle it and be able to sell it on the market, how much do you think that it would bring? There's no telling. Peace and joy, but you know what? It doesn't have to be marketed because it's the price has already been paid for. Just like I think about all of this medicine that comes and everything that's coming to pass, somebody's got to pay for that. Somebody's got to pay for that. But the living water, Christ had paid for it himself. How many remembers when they thrust his side and out came blood and water, symbolic of the living water. And Jesus said, it will be in your belly a living water, a well of living water springing up into what? Everlasting life. Let me just remind you, every one of us sitting here tonight has everlasting life in one of two places. Amen? If we don't have that living water, if we don't have that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, if we have not come to Him with a broken and contrite spirit and a repentive nature and asked Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior, then we are on our own. Today is the day of salvation. Make sure, absolutely, positively sure that living water is in your spirit and in your soul. It's the only thing that's going to be able to take us from this world to that glorious place that Jesus Christ Himself has prepared. God bless you tonight. I love you so much. I'm going to keep my promise. I'm not going to keep you very long tonight. I just wanted to share that living water. And that's a wonderful story. It's just every time that I read that, I think about the compassion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We know about His power. We know about His majesty. We know about His greatness. But we also need to know about His compassion. And He had compassion on me. Amen. I remember the day, I remember the hour when Jesus Christ called me down to an altar of repentance and how much that I loved Him and how much I thanked Him for loving me. And I still never, ever want to give up that opportunity to thank Him again for what He's done in my life. Would you stand tonight? If you have a need tonight, please don't go away from this building or this church with that need. Bring it to the altar. You've got believers with you, around you, and we will pray for you. Whether it be a physical need or sickness or affliction or whatever the reason, if you have it tonight, please come forward and we'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. Amen. Well, if you have a request of prayer, just lift your hand. And you prayer warriors, I'm asking you not to close your eyes, but I'm asking you to keep them open because you see those hands. Would you join with me this week as we pray for one another's needs, one another's prayer requests? That's what we need to do. We really, really need to pray more and more than we've ever prayed in our life. Amen. That's not a New Year's resolution. That's just good spiritual business, amen, to pray. We need to pray like we've never prayed before. Pray one for another. Amen. God bless you. Brother Jim, would you come dismiss us with a word of prayer? Don't forget, Wednesday night will be regular Wednesday night service. Thursday night, if you can come, around 11:30, 11:45, we'll be praying the new year in. All right. Be safe.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, He is so worthy to be praised.
Yes, amen.
Praise God. As Brother Eddie's already made an altar call, but all hearts and minds clear, this altar is open.
Yes.
And at any time, anyone watching on the feed, live feed, or watching at a later date, we go back. Put your comments in. Let us know you need prayer. As people are doing it, and we do have a team. We have our prayer box. We have the flash texts that go out requesting prayer. There are a lot of needs right now. But God knows each and every one. But it's up to us, by faith, to turn it over to Him, not carry that load on our shoulders. So, Jesus, You've got to take this. I can't do it anymore.
Hallelujah.
Well, we love You. Praise God. Don't forget about our service Wednesday night. I'd love to see each and every one of you. And hopefully each and every one of you can come and pray in the new year with us. It's a tradition that I know my family, it's become very close to us. I've had some very interesting and powerful times that God's given me during that prayer time. So it's just a wonderful time. Well, all righty. Well, with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Because I ask you to just keep in mind all those hands that were raised and those that aren't able to be with us. They may have been watching on the live feed and raised their hand. There are those going through. They're calling out for healing. They're calling out for protection. They've got a need. And those of our friends and loved ones that's watching from a distance, we love each and every one of you, and those to be safe on their journey home from this busy holiday week. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Yes. Lord, we thank you again, dear Lord, for the opportunity you've given us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, your word is powerful, dear Lord, and each and every time it's open, Lord, may it go forth and may it just sink into our hearts, our minds, and our souls, dear Lord. Strengthen us and guide us. But dear Lord, may we be those vessels that you can use, dear Lord, that you can let your light shine through. Lord, may we just have that joy and peace that only you can give. And dear Lord, for those that we've already asked for prayer for, those that have lost a loved one, those where you hear the cancer word, you hear all the other situations, the corona, everything that goes forward, dear Lord. And we're placing each and every one in your hand. Again, dear Lord, we ask you to bless the families that's represented here, those that aren't able to be with us, whether they're here live or on the feed. But dear Lord, we love and praise you. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful first of the week. See y'all Wednesday night.